Welcome to the It Gets Easier podcast. My name's Heather, and I'm a licensed clinical mental health counselor that also has anxiety and panic attacks. I'm super passionate about helping people work through the struggles that come with having mental illness. In this podcast, I'll be talking about some of my own experiences with mental health, as well as some tools, tips, and tricks that I've learned to help not only myself, but some of the clients I've worked with. So if you're ready for some real talk about mental health that's going to help you feel a little less alone in this crazy world, then let's get to it. Hello and welcome back to the It Gets Easier podcast. My name is Heather, and today I want to talk about anxiety, panic attacks, more specifically with that topic, the topic of what has been the biggest thing that I did in my life, the biggest thing that I learned in my life to use to help to cope with my anxiety. As I've talked about in previous episodes, when my anxiety was at its worst, my panic attacks were at their worst, I felt so just paralyzed and so just not wanting to do anything, so uncomfortable, so just hopeless, to be completely honest. When your anxiety is so bad to the point when you feel paralyzed, your mind really struggles with hope. It struggles to find any type of positive in the day because your mind is so negative. And when your mind is so negative and you're just caught up in this anxiety and panic, it's honestly so just genuinely emotionally draining. Like, there were days where I would barely do anything because I was so caught up in my anxiety and my panic that I felt like I'd run a marathon. I was so exhausted. Because I think that something people don't realize with anxiety and panic is how physically exhausting it is on your body. I like to explain it as someone with anxiety or panic attack, everyone has their, like, body's gas tank, that's it. Every person's body has its own gas tank. But when you think of someone with anxiety, When you're talking about somebody's gas tank, everybody's gas tank kind of would normal. When you're normal, your gas tank's going to go down normally. But when, like, you are suffering from anxiety, panic attacks, when they're at their worst, you have to imagine that your gas tank has a bunch of little holes in it. And your gas tank is going to go down a lot quicker when your gas tank has holes in it, right? So you have to kind of think of it as you're trying to learn these ways to kind of patch up that gas tank so your tank's not going down as quickly, so you're not exhausted, so your body's not physically just like, ugh, I can't do anything, I can't do this, I can't figure this out. And I think that's what's really important to remember is, and I think that's not just important to remember, but I think it's something important for people to realize, is how physically exhausting it can be to have anxiety or panic attacks or any type of mental illness. Because to me, that's what it is. It's an illness. It's not something that you can just, like, turn off and turn on. And I think, like, any illness, there's different ways you treat the illness. You don't just look at it and go, oh, it's going to go away. Like, that's not how mental illness works. That's not how mental health disorders work. They don't just go away because you wait it out and see what's going to happen. Like, it involves treating it and working with it. And for me, this is going to sound so, so counterintuitive to what I just said, but the biggest thing for me that helped me to start working through my anxiety and my panic was just learning to sit with it. And by sit with it, I mean literally sitting with it. When you have this feeling of panic or anxiety coming on, just sitting there and doing literally nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. Maybe just sitting there, closing your eyes, and just listening to your thoughts, whatever that panic, anxiety thought is, listening to it, but not acting on it, not talking to the thought, not arguing with the thought, not trying to what if the thought, or trying to, like, it's like, I know what I would do is I would start having conversations with myself, and then I start hyping myself up, and then it would just get to this point where I would spiral out of control. But I learned I can't do that with my anxiety because it becomes, like I said, this downward spiral where I can't come back from it, at least not for the rest of the day. But what I learned was learning to just sit with it and and letting the emotion kind of have, like, its time in the spotlight. Because I feel like the more you try to push any type of, like, negative emotion away, it's gonna come back even harder because you're trying to push it away. It's like anything in life. The more you try to push something away, it's not actually going away. It's just kind of like you're just pushing it to the side for a minute, but it's gonna come back until you actually start to deal with it. And the biggest thing that actually got me to this type of treatment was I found this book from this from Dr. Claire Weeks. I can link it in my bio, but I read this book and it generally just like changed my perspective and kind of like put a different spin on it. And honestly though, the first time I read it, I was like, what? I'm supposed to just sit here and feel anxious? What? I can't do that. I can't just sit here and feel anxious. I hate how I feel when I'm anxious. Why do I want to sit here and feel anxious? But honestly, it was the hugest thing for me because once you learn to sit with it and just let yourself feel anxious, your body starts to realize, hey, maybe anxiety is not this thing I need to be afraid of. Because I know, at least for me, I can't speak for a lot of other people, but a lot of times when my anxiety is bad, like, I'd start out with one thing making me anxious, and then it would become this point of, I become anxious about getting anxious. And it just become this vicious cycle, so I had to learn how to break that cycle. And for me, that was learning to sit with my anxiety, not fight with it, just let it sit there until my body started to realize, like, and recognize, this is not something I need to be afraid of. All of this is just another feeling, like being happy, being sad, being angry. It's just another feeling, and it deserves to be treated just like any other feeling. Like when you're sad or when you're angry, you might try to push it away sometimes, but we all know that until you deal with that feeling, you deal with whatever's making you angry, deal with what's making you sad, it's not going to go away. And it's the same thing for anxiety or worry or any of those things. Until you deal with it, it's not going to go away. So it's learning to cope with that feeling, letting that feeling have its time in the sun, time in the spotlight, and then just your body starts to realize, like, oh, there's nothing to be afraid of. And I think that goes back to the theory of fight or flight. The way I like to explain it to people with fight or flight in regards to when you're having panic attacks, anxiety, is your brain doesn't know how to, it doesn't know how to perceive something as if it's an actual threat or not. All it knows is you're thinking of something that may be terribly horrifying or something that's scary to you. Your body doesn't know that that thing's not actually there. Your body just knows, oh my God, this thing is scary. I need to go into fight or flight mode because something could happen and I need to be ready. But the reality is, you don't need to be afraid of something that's not actually there, right? If our body, like I said though, doesn't know the difference, it doesn't know that the threat isn't actually there. Your body just knows that something's making me nervous right now. I need to be on guard. I need to be like all hands on deck, even if I don't actually need to be. And that's where learning this technique of just sitting with your feelings, learning to just sit there and let yourself feel anxious, it learns to kind of regulate your body, and your body starts to learn, like, it's okay to be anxious, but it's learning that, it's kind of teaching your body how to know when the real threats are there and kind of when they're not. It's learning how to react kind of in the right way, if that makes sense. It's teaching it perceived versus non-perceived threats, and I feel like I'm just talking in circles right now, but I think that, I hope that made sense. Because to me, it's very much like something that I really, really struggled with. And it's something that I want other people to know about because it was really, really helpful for me. And like I said, if you are interested in learning more about it, I highly recommend you read the book that I mentioned. It is called Hope and Help for Your Nerves and Anxiety Now. And it is by Dr. Claire Weeks. You can get it on Amazon. That's where I got it from. I ordered the Kindle book version of it, that's what it's called. And it was truly just one of these books that I read, like, cover to cover, because I was like, I want to know, because I was, to be completely transparent, The reason I even went to this book is because I was so desperate for something to help me stop this anxiety and stop how I was feeling. Because I felt just so hopeless and so just like, I need something to help me because I can't do this anymore. I felt so like broken and so just like, this is my like, I don't know what else to do. I'm so desperate for anything to work that I will read anything. But something about when I read this book just clicked with me and was just like, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna try my hardest, even if it doesn't make any sense to me when I first read it. Like I said, when someone just tells you, just sit and do nothing. Like, you tell a lot of people to do this, especially like an extrovert, someone that's like very type A, they're gonna look at you and be like, what? I can't just sit and do nothing. Like, that's insane. Like, how do you do that? But it's just, sometimes you have to do hard things to get results that you want. And for me, that meant sitting there and doing absolutely nothing. Even if it made me super uncomfortable, because full transparency again, I am not someone that likes to sit in silence. I hate it. It bothers the crap out of me. It makes me super uncomfortable. But I've learned that sometimes you have to sit in the uncomfortable to kind of let yourself be comfortable again. And I feel like a lot of my anxiety and uncomfortableness stemmed from, I don't like to sit in silence because, how do I say this? I struggled with it because I don't like the silence, and I feel like it just makes me nervous because I'm like, if I just sit here in silence, like, what's going to happen? And just my brain just doesn't know how to just shut off. It starts thinking, and then the anxiety starts. And that was the biggest thing for me, was my anxiety would always start when, at nighttime, when there was nothing else going on. See where I'm getting at? My brain, and a lot of people's brains, that's why people tend to try to do stuff to distract themselves. They will do all of these things because the more they're doing these other things, their brain's not thinking about what's making them anxious. But the moment all those distractions go away, your brain has nothing else to think about but what's making you anxious or that anxiety or whatever it is. So that's why it's important to learn how to sit with the silence, learning to sit and not do anything, because it teaches your body that it's okay. And for me, what I literally had to do after talking to my therapist, because I told him, like, I hate sitting in silence. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. So he's like, here's what I want you to do. I want you to set a timer for 5 minutes. Put your phone down. Just sit there in silence for 5 minutes and do nothing. And I was like, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. But I did it. Even though it really, like, I didn't like it. But I did it for 5 minutes and I was like, oh, wasn't so bad. I did it. And then I did it again. Not the same day. But I did it again another day. And then another day. Then I started to stretch out the time. And I started to realize sitting in silence isn't so bad. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, though. I don't like to do that on a regular basis. But I've learned that I can sit in silence and it's okay. Because I know one thing I like to do when my anxiety is really bad is, I've learned that sitting in silence, but also just sitting and listening to a meditation, or not even just a meditation, but sitting and listening to like some type of calming sound. For me, I really love listening to rain. Don't know why. It's just very calming to me, but it kind of like just relaxes me, but it's also kind of counteracts a little bit of the silence, but it's also, I'm not doing anything else. I literally just like lay down, close my eyes and listen to rain. I'm also, should preface this, I don't fall asleep. I am not someone that falls asleep. I have a very hard time falling asleep. I'm an insomniac. The only time I even nap is when I'm sick, and even when I try to nap when I'm sick, it takes me forever to fall asleep. Not a napper. Genuinely, I will sit and lay somewhere for like an hour, half hour, with my eyes closed, listening to the rain, because it calms me down, and also kind of helps me to deal with the feelings I'm feeling in my head. So, here's what I want to do a little bit of an experiment on here right now. If you're willing, great. If you're not willing, makes you uncomfortable, I totally understand. But what I want to do is I want to sit with you guys. I'm going to be silent for 1 minute. And what I want you to do is after the minute's up, I'm obviously going to say minute's up. But I want you to drop into my DMs on Instagram I'm this Heather Magic. I'm going to spell it out. At MSHEATHERMAGICK. And I want you to tell me how this made you feel. Did it make you feel uncomfortable? Did it make you, were you like, oh, it was fine, it didn't bother me? Like, I want you to tell me how it made you feel. Because I remember how it made me feel, and it was really weird and I didn't like it. But I've learned to, like, I'm grateful for my therapist telling me to do it. Because it helped me to realize that sometimes the things that make us uncomfortable aren't really necessarily things that we need to be, like, afraid of, if that makes sense. So, I'm going to stop talking. 1 minute starts now. And that is 1 minute. Like I said, I want you to drop into my DMs. Tell me how that made you feel. Did you, like, not even just with the silence, but I think, did you struggle just sitting there for 1 minute doing nothing? Because I know, you probably heard me in the background. I'm sitting in my car recording this. I had to take my seatbelt off because it's just, like, I think it's really hard. But it also makes you realize, like, sometimes, I don't think people realize how long a minute actually is until you have to sit somewhere for a minute. And then you're like, sometimes a minute can feel really, really long, or it can feel really, really short, but I usually, anytime I have to time something for a minute, it ends up being, like, the longest minute ever, and you're just like, what, are we done yet? Like, what's happening? So, after the little experiment, I want you to start practicing on your own. Maybe practice for 5 minutes, maybe work your way up 2 minutes, 3 minutes, but work up to it, and I want you to tell me how it makes you feel. Do you feel like this could be helpful for you? Like I said, this was helpful for me. If you do end up reading the book, let me know what you think of it. I really enjoyed it. Like I said, this is an episode I've been wanting to do for a really long time. Because this is something that was really, really helpful for me. And I wanted to share it with other people. Like, I don't want to be the only person that knows about this. I know I'm not the only one. But this was something that was really, really helpful for me. And my goal with this podcast was always to help other people. So, with that being said, drop into my DMs. Let me know what you thought of the episode. I'd love to hear about it. If you found this to be helpful, share it on social media. Share it with your friends. Share it with everybody. And let's keep building this place. And I'm going to end this episode with an It Gets Easier. Thank you so much. I love you. And I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so freaking much for listening. If you connected with any part of the episode today, I would love it if you shared it on your Instagram story. Also, make sure to tag me in it so I can thank you for sharing and showing the podcast some love. I am so incredibly grateful for you allowing me to be a part of your daily routine. So until next time, remember, it gets easier.